Oneida Nation Arts program we're looking at. Out of Oneida, Wisconsin this time. Dennis, if you could please give us your synopsis.
Okay. I like the overall concept and of this program. So many times we deal with arts and we figure that we're doing, creating some painting or drawing or making something that's to be functional and artistic, whether it's a basket or some like a canoe or something that's part of our outfits, maybe beadwork or something. But I think we're forgetting a really important part of our art, and that's our music. And I really like this the production here because it does deal with music and trying to provide more art education for, you know, something for educators, indigenous music educators. And we have some very talented, I know that a couple were mentioned in the synopsis description of the project. People are really, really, they do, it's really rare to have someone who is both a practitioner and a teacher of whatever they're doing. You know, to have a musician who can also be a teacher, or somebody who can do both things. And I know that he's one of the people that was involved with it that they mentioned. Wade, he is part of, he is a true musician. I mean, worldwide he travels, but he still goes and teaches. He's been teaching different places. I know he's been to art school a couple times and works with the students at that level. So it's really important that people who are teaching music can get together and see what other people are doing. We can keep our music as a true art form alive and make it propagated in some ways. So I really appreciate also that this program will have some community advisory input to it, advisory capacity. There's a community that's going to, as a board that's going to be involved with this music and our culture program. I think that's one way that we really need to keep it as part of our communities, is that there's a board of community people that are involved with it from beginning to the end, I think. So it's really really neat that we have indigenous music educators that are going to get together and provide. Everybody learning from each other. Oftentimes we are in isolation as teachers, as native teachers, or native artists. We work on our artwork, and sometimes we don't get to share it or teach it or share it with other artists. And so it's so to have a conference of music educators, indigenous music educators, is really a need that we can. Make this into a longer range effort. Also, we can adapt the tradition of music to the modern world and learn how to share. And again, I'm not great at marketing or advertising that kinds of things, but to help our musicians as artists to move forward in this way too. To be teaching to musicians, artists, and and forth in a neuropositive way, to not forget that the music is a true art form. It's old art form. It's another music that we have, tradition music that we have. You know, like the flutes, they're thousands of years old. They're not just something that's come about in the last 100 or 200 years. It's something that's really a true traditional art form that's been preserved. Learn how to do it better and keep it alive in a better way. So I like the music as art. That's kind of like my summary of this project. I like it.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Dennis.
Do we do the other panelists have comments, questions, or concerns?
The application, just in the future, I think I would like to see a little bit more information about the possible professional musicians that would be coming in. I don't keep up on music and it seems like a lot of the other projects were included a lot of attachments about the specific people that were going to be working with them. But just a little bit more information, I think, helpful in the future.
Great.
Thank you for that comment.
Thanks, Sandra.
Sometimes I get mixed up with these different projects here, but I think this is a project to get somebody from all different reservations in Wisconsin to be part of it, as far as I can understand, to reach out to the communities and have community people in different parts of Wisconsin to be part of it. So I appreciate that. I can appeal to the grassroots, if you will, and you know, the people that are going to that own this music and that should be part of it. So I think that's what I've seen in this.
Yeah. That was this one. Thanks, Dennis. Kat, you have any thoughts on this one?
No, I think it was pretty solid. I agree that I'd like to see more information. Anytime there's artists involved that they're actually proposing, I would like to see more information about them as well. It's not just, I don't know who the folks are either.
Great. You say you think like a some kind of short artist bio or something like that would have helped strengthen the application?
Yeah, and I think it's not just that actually might be a note for the Wisconsin, Indian Arts Board, maybe asking that if they have information about the artists or the singers or whatever is coming in,
yeah,
if they could provide that and maybe a link to their work, so we could look it up if we wanted to, that would be great in the future.
Definitely. Thank you for that.
Good comments. Thank you. Good comments all.
Yeah.